SBS Radio.
South Australia is facing a COVID-19 emergency, with the virus escaping from hotel quarantine after a worker infected family members. The Chief Health Officer, Professor Nicola Spurrier, says people have been ordered into quarantine, including patients and staff of the Lyell McEwen Hospital, where an 80-year-old woman had a COVID test on Saturday.
We have identified that there are approximately 90 people, including staff and patients, who were in that emergency department. And out of an abundance of caution, we are in the process of instructing all of those people to be in quarantine.
Two of the woman's close contacts have also tested positive, a woman in her 50s and a man in his 60s. And one of them works at one of the quarantine hotels in Adelaide's Central Business District. A staff member at the Yatala Labour Prison in Adelaide's northern suburbs is infected, and South Australia's Correctional Services has set up a rapid response and is assisting with contact tracing. Having the virus escape from hotel quarantine and spread through the community was what triggered Victoria's devastating second wave, which saw hundreds of people die, businesses forced to shut, and Victorians endure stringent COVID-19 mitigation measures, including curfews, compulsory face coverings, and travel restrictions. Professor Spurrier says more cases are likely.
I'm expecting that we will have more cases, which is absolutely why I am urging South Australians, this is a wake-up call. If you've got respiratory symptoms, you've got to get tested.
The outbreak will be a test for South Australia's contact tracing. Australia's chief scientist, Dr. Alan Finkel, led a national review of contact tracing and told Senate estimates late last month all the states and territories are now well placed to deal with outbreaks.
I'm actually pleased, proud, and rather confident in our ability to cope with managing the transmission down to an extremely low level, including zero.
The outbreak has come at a time when Victoria has gone more than a fortnight with zero cases, and New South Wales had been controlling its locally acquired caseload, with most cases over the past few weeks confined to the quarantine hotels. Western Australia has responded to the outbreak by insisting anyone who arrives from South Australia gets tested and goes into quarantine for 14 days. WA has only just ended its hard border closure and is allowing quarantine-free travel to interstate arrivals, except those from Victoria and New South Wales. Premier Mark McGowan says he remains cautious about the potential threats posed by the virus.
I think I'm the most cautious because Western Australia has done so well. We haven't gone down the New South Wales route of, you know, having outbreaks and then contact tracing. We eliminated the virus 7 months ago, and that was a great outcome. And it means our society is so free and successful as a consequence, and I want to keep it that way.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.